A group of mothers who lost their sons and daughters to homicide are taking their powerful message of loss into state prisons. Their goal is to break down the walls between victim and offender. The inmates, so moved by their stories, respond in a surprising way. From KPBS in San Diego, Maya Tribolsky reports. It is part of our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
At Sentinella State Prison, just outside of San Diego, these women, called mothers with a message, talk to inmates about what it means to lose a child to murder.
It took me like 2 days to get over just her message, her story, just feeling her staring at me. I felt it. It hurt. And then that's when we came together and we said, what can we do? What can we give back?
The inmates formed a committee across racial lines and organized an auction of art from behind the walls.
Hi, this is Dennis Martinez, and I'm with Mothers with a Message, and this is
Elizabeth Munoz.
I'm Lisa Ortiz, Evelyn Bravo.
And I'm Alejandra Zambrano.
And the guys from Sentinella State Prison from B-Art donated all their art, and all the benefit, 100% proceeds, go to Mothers with a Message.
And next thing you know, black, white, brown. It didn't even matter what race you were, they were coming together for a good cause.
The auction took place in a donated space in downtown San Diego, where the inmates' pen and pencil drawings, their pastels and their watercolor art, lay displayed on tables.
In 1992, I shot and killed somebody in their home in front of their parents.
Matthew Conant served 25 years for second-degree murder, a graduate of the Mothers with a Message workshop. He now speaks about what he learned.
I know that I killed somebody, but I didn't know him as a person. I didn't know him as a human. And so when these mothers come in, it gives you an idea of really what you took from somebody.
He tells me, like, yeah, let's do it.
Maria Moore is married to one of the inmates who organized the donation. She reads from a letter written by the men at Sentinella State Prison.
We now know that we have the power to assist in the healing process through displaying true remorse and living amends.
And if that's even the first time somebody in the prison has done something good, that feeling that they get, they're going to start chasing that. And then the next thing you know, that life has changed, and they're going to get out of prison, and they're going to go home, and they're going to become a productive member of society. That's how that ripple effect works.
All pieces of art were sold. Proceeds that will be donated to the families of new victims to help pay for headstones, burial clothes, and mortuary costs. A symbolic token to acknowledge the life sentence still being served by those left behind. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Maya Tribolsky in San Diego.
And we thank you for that report on the NewsHour online. Right now, new invented language often grows behind prison walls out of necessity and creativity. We look back at the vivid history of prison slang on our website, pbs.org/newshour.